Welcome. You are listening to the Learning to Believe Again podcast with your host, Brittany Bexton.
Where do you begin when you're learning to believe again?
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. I hope you are having a wonderful day. This week, I am starting a new series on Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. Now, we hear a number of names for God, and that is because there are names of God that appear in the Bible. And the names of God mostly relate to his attributes. You know, we call him El Shaddai because he is God Almighty. That is his attribute. We call him Jehovah Rapha because he is the Lord our healer. That is one of his attributes. We call him Jehovah Jireh because he is the Lord our provider. That is one of his attributes. And did you know that when you praise God for who he is based on one of his attributes, that is how he shows up for you. So when you praise Jehovah Jireh, he shows up and he provides for you. And we can call on him by name as Jehovah Jireh. So these names for God, based on his attributes, appear in the Bible. And we see Jehovah Jireh appearing the first time in Genesis 22. This is the first time we see this particular name for God. So I'm going to read part of Genesis 22 to you. I'm going to start at the top. This is Genesis 22:1. Sometime later, God tested Abraham's faith. "Abraham," God called. "Yes," he replied, "here I am." "Take your son, your only son, yes, Isaac, whom you love so much." Some other translations say, "your promised son," "and go to the land of Moriah. Go and sacrifice him as a burnt offering on one of the mountains which I will show you." The next morning, Abraham got up early. He saddled his donkey and took two of his servants with him, along with his son Isaac. Then he chopped wood for a fire, for a burnt offering, and set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day of their journey, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. "Stay here with the donkey," Abraham told the servants. "The boy and I will travel a little further. We will worship there, and then we will come right back." So Abraham placed the wood for the burnt offering on Isaac's shoulders, while he himself carried the fire and the knife, as the two of them walked on together. Isaac turned to Abraham and said, "Father?" "Yes, my son," Abraham replied. "We have fire and the wood," the boy said, "but where is the sheep for the burnt offering?" "God will provide a sheep for the burnt offering, my son," Abraham answered, and they both walked on together. When they arrived at the place where God had told him to go, Abraham built an altar and arranged the wood on it. Then he tied his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. And Abraham picked up the knife to kill his son as a sacrifice. At that moment, the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham." "Yes," Abraham replied, "here I am." "Don't lay a hand on the boy," the angel said. "Do not hurt him in any way, for now I know that you truly fear God. You have not withheld from me even your only son." Then Abraham looked up and saw a ram caught by its horns in a thicket. So he took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering in place of his son. Abraham named the place Yahweh Jireh, which means "the Lord will provide." To this day, people still use that name as a proverb. On the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided. So Yahweh is the name of God. It's what he told Moses his name was, Yahweh. And here, In Genesis 22, we see Abraham call the Lord Yahweh Yireh, the place the Lord will provide, Jehovah Jireh. So that is the first introduction to Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. It's the first time in the Bible that that is used as one of his names. So we know that God provides. In this particular account in the Bible, we see that God provided a sacrifice in place of Abraham's promise, his promised son. So we see that actually as a foreshadowing of what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross, because Jesus Christ became the perfect sacrifice for us on the cross so that we would not have to be the sacrifice, and so that our promises from God would not have to be the sacrifice. And actually, that very place where Abraham took Isaac up onto the mountain as a sacrifice was the very place that Jesus Christ hung on the cross later on. So we see this incredible foreshadowing of what God has done for us. And that is the first time that he is called Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides, and he provided a sacrifice in place of Abraham's promise, his promised son. So that's what God does for us. He provides a sacrifice in place of our promise. He already provided the perfect sacrifice, which means our promises from God are valid. He gives to us. He gives to us. And most people call on Jehovah Jireh to provide things for them or money, but it can also be that he provides the promise. So God provides sacrifice in place of our promise so that we can freely receive our promise. God provides food and clothing. God provides breakthrough. So we actually see back to Genesis 22 that after Abraham calls God, the Lord our provider, Yahweh Jireh, for the first time, it then says in verse 15, "Then the angel of the Lord called again to Abraham from heaven. This is what the Lord says, because you have obeyed me and not withheld even your son, your only son or your promised son, I swear by my own name that I will certainly bless you. I will multiply your descendants beyond number like the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will conquer the cities of their enemies. And through your descendants, all the nations of the earth will be blessed, all because you obeyed me." So not only did God provide the sacrifice in place of Abraham's promise, he confirmed his promise to Abraham here, which is what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross. He confirmed his covenant promise to us that we are saved, that our promises from God are valid and solid. So God also provides for everything that we need. He provides for us financially. He provides for us for food and clothing and shelter. He is our provider. We see that when the Israelites were in the wilderness, when they had left Egypt and Moses was leading them to the promised land, but they're in the wilderness, God provided for them. He provided manna from heaven. He even provided streams in the desert. He provided water out of a rock when they had nothing to drink. He provided for them when it seemed like there was nothing that they could have been provided through. God provides. So I want to talk about some other Bible verses that talk about God's provision for us. In Deuteronomy 8:18, it says, "And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers as it is this day." So God provides. It's him who gives us the power to get wealth. Then in Matthew 6:25-27, it says, "That is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food and drink or enough clothes to wear. Isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to him than they are? Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? So it says right here that God provides for the birds, and we are far more valuable to him than the birds are. So of course he will provide for us. I also have a few other verses I want to share that relate specifically to how God provides financially for us and blesses us. Malachi 3:10 says, "He'll open heaven and pour out so there's not enough room to contain it." And that relates to when we give his tithe, he provides for us and he pours out so much to us that we cannot contain it. Proverbs 3:10 says, "Your barns and vats will be filled with plenty." Proverbs 10:22 says, "The blessing of the Lord brings wealth, and there is no burden attached to it." That's a paraphrase, but that is the gist of what it is. He gives good gifts, and there is no burden and no sorrow attached to the good gifts that God gives. He provides good gifts to us. Luke 6:38 says, "Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, to overflowing." So God provides for us. In Ephesians 3:20, it says that God gives more than we can ask, think, or even imagine. That means that all of the things that we need, all of the things that we could think about, all of the things that we could even think to ask him for, he can do far greater than we can even imagine, than all of that. And he loves to provide for us. You see, in this Genesis 22 verse, all God needed to know was that Abraham truly belonged to him, to God, wholeheartedly. And once he did, he made sure that Abraham was taken care of, that his promise was secured. There was a sacrifice provided for him in place of his promise, and he blessed Abraham abundantly. So the next few weeks, we are going to be focused on testimonies about Jehovah Jireh, Yahweh Jireh, the Lord, our provider, the Lord who provides. And they will probably mostly be financial testimonies because it seems that that is one of the easiest testimonies to give in relation to this name of God. But just know, as we proceed in the next few weeks with these testimonies, that God doesn't just provide money. He also provides the desires of our hearts. He also provides a sacrifice in place of our promise so that our promise from God is secured. He also provides food and clothing and the things that we need. He is our provider all the way around. He is the one who provides a way, makes a way through the sea, through the wilderness. He is the God who opens up the way for us and provides breakthrough. He is our provider in every area. So we praise you, God, Jehovah Jireh, Yahweh Jireh, and we thank you, God, that you, God, provide for us. In Jesus Christ's mighty and matchless name, I hope this episode blessed you and encouraged you, and I will talk to you next week. Have a great week. Where do you begin? I can hold